Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Two scientists say they've discovered Atlantis in the Bermuda Triangle. Paul Weinzweig and Pauline Zalitsky, working off the coast of Cuba and using a robot submersible, have confirmed a gigantic city exists at the bottom of the ocean. The site of the ancient city that includes several sphinxes and at least four giant pyramids, plus other structures, amazingly sits within the boundaries of the fabled Bermuda Triangle. The evidence points to the city being simultaneously inundated with rising waters and the land sank into the sea. This correlates exactly with the Atlantis legend. Among the sunken ruins, the researchers identified several sphinxes and at least four giant pyramids, all of them larger than the ones on the Giza Plateau. These events most likely happened at the end of the last ice age, around 12,000 years ago. So why haven't we heard about it before? Well, according to journalist Luis Mariano Fernandez, the city had been discovered decades ago and access to the site was cut off during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The U.S. military discovered the alleged place during the Cuban Missile Crisis in the 60s. Nuclear submarines cruising in the Gulf in deep sea met pyramid structures. They immediately shut down the site and took control of it, in order that it did not come into the control of Russian hands. It is worth noting that many unconventional historians believe there is a strong connection between the Atlanteans and the ancient Egyptians. They believe the Egyptian culture was influenced, even guided by the survivors of the Atlantis catastrophe. Their claim appears to be supported by the discovery of pyramids and sphinxes off the coast of Cuba and corroborated by legends from all around the world. But until complete evidence resurfaces, we are left to speculate, as we always have. You never know what you're going to get when you open up a container of butter. Jan Castellano of Wildwood, Missouri, told TV station KSDK that she saw the image of Trump in her fresh tub of Earth Origins organic spread. And there is definitely a face there. It looks a little bit like SpongeBob, but possibly Trump. Take a look at the photos yourself at darkmatternews.com and let us know if you see Trump in this tub of butter.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176. 9176.
We have only the vaguest idea where the broadcasts are coming from, and even less idea where they're going. The sounds are strange. The synthesized voices of women and children mixed with snatches of music, Morse code, or high-pitched buzzing. Sometimes the transmissions appear on a fixed schedule, other times in short random bursts. The only thing they have in common is the eerie recitation of numbers beamed through shortwave radio signals bouncing across the globe. These are the number stations, which have mesmerized conspiracy theorists, radio enthusiasts, musicians, and less obsessive members of the public for decades. They've been tracked with their own journal, recorded in an influential 4-CD set, and made appearances in lawsuits as well as the Cameron Crowe movie. No government agency has ever explained why they've taken over large portions of the shortwave radio dial and why they've done so for years. While the use of number stations might seem startlingly low-tech for an espionage agency, their one-way nature has its advantages. Listening to the radio can't be traced by the way a telephone call can, because anyone can listen anywhere in the world. No one knows who the message is intended for. Listening to the radio isn't a suspicious activity, the way carrying around expensive computer gadgetry might be, and doesn't require much special equipment, like the use of a good old-fashioned pen and paper. Its simplicity is the key to its utility.
I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.